So we just broke the big news that Mike Woods is signing with Cannondale Garmin for next year. Very exciting news for him and for fans across the country. And we're lucky enough to have a few minutes to catch up with Mike and just get the lowdown on how it feels to sign a pro contract. So, Mike, are you there?
I am.
Okay, great. So thanks for spending time with us. And big news, tremendous news. Tell us how it feels to sign a pro contract.
Oh, thanks, Benjamin. Yeah, no, I'm pretty ecstatic. Super excited to be confirmed for a World Tour team. You know, it's definitely a dream of mine when I first started the sport. So to actually be realizing it, it's real.
Yeah, for sure. It must put a big smile on your face, and you know, it's incredible news. And tell us how it all happened or unfolded. You know, when you got the call or how it went down.
Well, I've been talking with JV for the past probably 6 months since I got a result at. I've been talking to him even earlier than that. I first got on his radar when I managed to break Ryder Hegedal's record on Haleakala. It's the world's longest paved climb in Maui.
Sure.
And before Hegedal. Wouters had that record, so I think he kind of took interest in me from there. And then, you know, we talked on and off a bit, but over the last kind of 6 months, when I started really kind of getting results that I think merited interest from World Tour teams, he was the first to contact me and express interest. And then after doing well at Utah, I think that kind of really locked things up and confirmed my spot.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you've had a pretty stellar trajectory. Of course, we remember the trip down to Hawaii to break Ryder's record, and you had a big win in Portugal, and you also had a big win in Gila. All that fits together, and then, of course, Utah was just the icing on the cake. Have you been feeling a sort of a trajectory for yourself along the way?
Oh, for sure. Like, since I'm still relatively new to the sport, like, every race is a huge learning experience, and every race I kind of accrue a bit more skills and knowledge of, and try and kind of use that in the next race. And
sure.
I think I've been able to kind of really build on things this past year, especially, and really finally start kind of understanding how a race is going to play out, so much so that I'm able to now get results. You know, the last couple of the years previous, I had good, decent numbers in training, and I was strong, but I didn't have that final piece of the puzzle, which is, you know, the tactics or the experience. And you know, I'm still learning that for sure, but I think it's finally kind of really coming together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know looking at the photos of you coming across the line in Utah, and it was like an affirmation. You know, you were kind of looking like, yes, I've done it. And, you know, you know, you played your cards. I mean, it is tactical and it is mental. And you know, there's a lot going on in every race, right? And, you know, placing yourself at the right time and you know, capitalizing, it's really a cat and mouse game in many ways.
I think that's one of the beauties of the sport, right? It's not just about your engine; it's also about, you know, being a good bike handler and being cerebral. Like, you can't just ride away from guys. You have to be smart.
Yes, of course, because everybody at that level, there's a lot of talent, and you know, you have to be patient and pick your time and then go for it when you believe it's going to work. And I was always still remembering the look on your face coming across the line in Utah and feeling so happy for you, of course, because it's an affirmation that you've accomplished something. And tell us a little bit about your past, because I know that it's just come out that you were a runner. I didn't know you were a runner, and you're a pretty accomplished runner. So tell us a little bit about your past and how you got into the sport, so we can sort of, you know, help fans get a better picture of who Mike Woods is.
Yeah, I was pegged as one of the next big guys in running when I was 18, 19 years old. I had a lot of success early on. I actually still have the Canadian record in the mile for a junior, and as well as the 3K. I was the first Canadian to go under 8 minutes for the 3K when I was 18 years old. And so I was on a trajectory to kind of be to be an Olympian and run professionally, but just some bad guidance, bad diet, you know, just some bad mistakes resulted in me breaking my foot. I had a stress fracture in my navicular bone, small bone in your left foot, and I ended up trying to rush my recovery, my comeback, and broke it again. And after several fractures, that bone, it just never really was able to heal again. I had a couple surgeries, but I never was really able to get back to where I once was. And so I ended up basically stopping competing and working for several years. But I had some friends in the Ottawa area that rode, and they kind of convinced me to get in the bike, a bike shop that's really popular in Ottawa, the Cyclery. Really kind of, and the owner Vince, really kind of helped me out, getting a bike and kind of supported me in my first couple of years. And then I was really lucky enough to know a couple of, guys within the CCA, Nick Vipon being one, who was my first coach, and he helped me out a lot. And then also getting connected with, my current coach, Paul Saldana, who has a studio called Power Watts, and also coaches some other world tour level riders. He kind of took interest in me, and we basically built from there.
Sounds interesting. So you know, Paolo's been around, and he's a top, former top triathlete, and of course Power Watts has worked with a lot of top athletes. So you're from Ottawa, and that's where your home is?
Yeah, my wife and I just bought a house just north of Ottawa in Gatineau.
Okay, very nice. So I know I was looking back a little bit, and I know you were with Amoravita, rather. And were you with who else were you with back then in those days? Were you before Optima, I guess?
So, I before Optima, I started with a small team based out of Ottawa called Stevens Racing. Is basically put together by the Cyclery.
Sure.
And from there, that's where I kind of was able to get on on Garneau Québécois, the Quebec-based continental team.
Right, I
and,
remember that.
Rode there, but after a year, I was riding okay, but I wanted to try and make a step up, so I looked around. No North American-based teams were interested at the time, so I kind of rolled the dice and went over to Europe and tried racing for Amoravita, which was definitely like an eye-opening experience. It was trial by fire for sure. And halfway through the season, I ended up transferring to 5-Hour Energy, and that's kind of where I got the ball rolling, and got the momentum to get on to Optum.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I remember now when you mentioned those teams, that's coming back to me. So Optum has really, you know, been a place where you've blossomed and been able to really work. You know. Work with the team, and of course other Canadians on the team, Ryan Anderson and Will Rutley. Has that been a big part of helping you sort of mature as a rider?
Oh, it's been huge. I mean, being on Optum, like, the support's just confidence in it's the best continental team in the world. Like, really well run. The team's like a family, and the support network's great. And then, like, having guys like Eric Woberg and Jonas Carney, really, you know, really decorated cyclists that, you know, race clean and are big supporters of clean sport. Like, they behind you is something that is really special. Like, they go above and beyond to just make sure that their athletes are going well. So it's pretty cool being on the team, and especially Jonas is. Played a big role in even trying to help me move up into the world tour. Like, he considers it a feather in his cap when he's able to get riders up to the world tour level. So he's been helping me out a ton.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that whole operation is really, really matured. They got a women's team, a strong women's team, also with a lot of Canadians. So a lot of,
for sure.
A lot of energy happening to, you know, and of course, Eric Woberg of, you know, he's a legend in his own time in Canadian.
Yeah, well, we got five Canadians on the team, so it's pretty just on the men's side, and it's pretty cool. Like, it's almost like you know, there's been a lot of talk about how we've managed to qualify six guys for the upcoming world championships, and
sure.
I think Optimus played the biggest role, has done the lion's share of the work from a Continental's points perspective. I mean, we scored just the team alone from a Canadian perspective. Guys on the team have scored well over 300 points, so it's I think that's something that's pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a real boon for the sport and for athletes like yourself to raise the level and give opportunity. And now we're seeing it with Richmond coming and the most slots we've ever had or close to that. So it's big news.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So tell us what's going to happen for Mike Woods now for the rest of the season, or what's up next for you and leading into next season.
Well, right now I'm sitting second in the America's Continent in UCI points, and it's definitely a gold mine. I want to try and win it. So the Tour of Alberta, which is my next race, is the last kind of opportunity for me to score UCI points and jump into that lead position. So it's just because I know I've got a World Tour team locked up for next year. It doesn't mean I'm kind of putting my feet up. I'm going to really try and make a go at the GC at Alberta. And then after that, what I can almost consider a home race is the World Tour races in Quebec and Montreal. Since my coach is based in Montreal, and since Montreal's so close, I have a lot of family and friends that drive up and watch that race. So I really want to do well there and prove that I can race against the best guys in the world, especially with the Olympics coming up next year. I think the Olympic course in Rio is kind of similar to the undulating technical side of Montreal and Quebec. So if I can do well in those two races, I think that'd help in my bid for the Olympics.
Absolutely. And I know, I think last year when you raced there, the year before, I think you had an accident. You couldn't race, so you were excited to race last year, and you did pretty well.
Yeah. Tour of Alberta, 2 years ago, I broke my collarbone just before those two races, and that was a tough pill to swallow, because I was ready to crack a good result there, and I didn't have that opportunity, and that kind of ended up resulting in me going to a Morvita instead of a US-based Conti team.
So the Tour of Alberta is changed quite a bit this year with the going into the mountains and the team time trial. So lots of new features there. Have you sort of surveyed what's happening out there in the courses and just in preparation
a
bit?
Yeah, definitely. Jonas and I talked a lot about it, and we debated on whether I should do US Pro Challenge, which is going on currently, or Tour of Alberta. And just by virtue of there not being a time trial, because that's definitely the weakest side of my cycling right now. And also because there's two stages that feature quite a bit of climbing, I think it could be I could have a good shot at doing well in the GC. Definitely like that. The course, I think, is something that suits me. I also like that last stage. It may be difficult to win, but I like technical city circuits where there's punchy climbs, and that's what's going to happen in Edmonton.
Right, so there's different stages that suit you and that you're looking forward to, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
So after that, then the World Tours, and then I guess are you hoping to make the to go to Richmond?
Yeah, for sure. Richmond's definitely a goal of mine as well. I don't think that the course is super hilly, so I don't think it's going to be a course that's necessarily suited to my skill sets, but I think I can play a big role in terms of helping out a guy like Guillaume Boivin or Ryan Anderson for the sprint, or even a guy like Swain if he's really gearing for it. I think I could be a good go-to helper for that race.
Sure.
And now with six guys, I think we can really kind of have a real team effort towards the finish, as opposed to the last couple of years where it's been one or two guys kind of flying solo.
Yeah, it's been tough at the Worlds with only one or two guys in previous years, but six is definitely a nice number to work with, and gives you lots of opportunity. Other guys in the team have been doing really well as well, like Guillaume's having a great season. Ryan's back from injury, and he's starting to turn the wheel as well. That's got to give you momentum.
Yeah.
All you guys working together has got to give you momentum.
For sure, like even at Utah, like not just from a Canadian perspective, but the day before I won and took the yellow, my teammate Eric Young won the sprint, and you know, having a teammate kind of win takes so much pressure off of everybody else in the team. You know, there's less pressure to perform, and it just results in you, I guess, like not gripping the stick so tight, you know, not trying to force results, and that energy really kind of does spread around. And I think, yeah, like Guillaume has been having a fantastic season this year. So is Ryan. Like Ryan had an injury early on, but yeah, he's coming back hard. So I think it's going to be a good tail end for the season for not just Optum, but also for Canadian cycling in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's got one of the stages in Alberta is going to be in his hometown as well, which is kind of a boost.
Yeah, he's telling me the start finish is like a K and a half away from his elementary school.
Right. So it's Spruce Grove. It's right where he was born and raised. So.
Yeah. So. He's gonna have to light that one up for sure.
Absolutely, and you guys would be there to support him. Well, that's great, Mike. It's exciting. It's such great news, and we're so happy for you. And of course, it's great just for the sport across the country. And we're going to be rooting for you in Alberta, and hoping you can take that.
Oh, thanks, Benjamin.
Take that title and add another thing to your resume and a line to your resume, and of course the world tour. So, thanks for spending time with us and. Sharing your thoughts on your great news and all the best going forward.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.